You're listening to the Iconic Leader Podcast with Sarah Plowman, episode number 27. Welcome to the Iconic Leader Podcast. I'm your host, life and business coach, Sarah Plowman, here to help you embrace your icon status while getting rich with ease and style. Let's fucking go. Hello, icons, and I hope your week is off to an iconic start. If you're listening to this the day that it comes out, it is Monday, and I am on my way to Miami. I'm going to an event with the Life Coach School, and this ties in perfectly with what I want to talk to you about this week, what has been on my mind, what I've been posting about in social media. So I wrote a post this past week about how I have made $735,000 in cash, more in sales. In sales, we're closer to 800K, but in cash, I have done $735,000 cash. And I want to tell you a little bit about this if you're new here. I have made this in the past 3 years since I started my business. I started my business with basically zero following on Instagram. I had a couple of friends, a couple of family members, but I wasn't really active on the app. I had no niche. I had no certification. I had no training. I was a stay-at-home mom. And before that, I was a server and a bartender. So I started, when I say I started from scratch, I mean it. It was the pandemic. I was going through a divorce. I had just discovered life coaching, the tools of coaching. I was applying them in my own life. And my transformation that I went through was so profound. I was like, I have to get these tools into the hands of as many people as possible. Like, I need to let everyone know that they can change their lives this way and they can feel as good as I feel about myself right now. So I started talking about my own transformation, my own journey on Instagram. And then after a few weeks or maybe months of doing that, I started making offers. I started making offers to help people. And things have just grown and grown and grown since then. I eventually had other people come to me to help them grow their businesses. And eventually I niched down to business coaching. And I most recently niched down even further to helping other coaches build their coaching businesses primarily using Instagram by selling high ticket coaching without needing a large following or to go viral. I've never gone viral. I have fewer than 2,000 followers, and yet I have doubled my income every year, and I've made nearly $750,000 in cash because I've gotten really good at connecting with people, at marketing and selling. And I have figured out how to do this by working with coaches who are really good at it and learning from them and by taking messy action. There wasn't some magic secret that I learned or some course that I took. It's literally just getting coached, aligning myself with coaches who have done what I want to do, and then applying it myself. So that's kind of the story of my business. I also have since gotten certified by the Life Coach School because that was a dream of mine. And even though I was making lots of money without that certification, I think I had made over 200K by the time I got certified in the summer of 2022. I knew I wanted to get certified. So I gifted that to myself and paid for it in full with my coaching money income, which was the best feeling in the whole world. Okay, so that's a little bit of the backstory of Sarah Plowman Coaching. And that brings us to today. I have made nearly I've done over $750,000 in sales. And my goal is to quantum leap this year and make that much and more in 2024. So buckle up, stay tuned. I will be sharing the journey with you guys. But that's crazy, right? To think that I can make what I made in the last 3 years this year alone. And I'm going to be sharing over the next couple of weeks and months, like how I'm going to do that, what I'm trying, what's working, what's not working, and definitely keep you posted. But I was reflecting on how I have gotten to this point, and I made a post about it this past week. And I said, I've made 735K, and here's what I would do over again if I wanted to make 10 to 20K months, if I wanted to make 30 to 50K months cash, or if I wanted to make 100K cash months. And those are all things that I have done in my business. And that post blew up. It was my most saved post ever. You guys, the feedback was so phenomenal. So if you haven't read that post yet, I definitely recommend you go read it. There's so many good tips in there, things that you can start doing today if you want to get yourself to that next income level. So I'll make sure to link it in the show notes, but definitely go read that. That post has so much valuable content in it, but I'm gonna dial it up for you guys. I am turning that post into a multi-day masterclass on Telegram. So by the time you're listening to that, it will be for sale on my Instagram. You can go watch my stories, go to the link in my bio, but I am doing a multi-day masterclass in Telegram. It is going to blow your minds. It is exactly what you need to hit your next income level. So the first 4 days of that program, I'm going to be sending you all the information you need in a series of voice messages to hit $10,000 to $20,000 cash months. So that's what we're going to be going over in the first 4 days. Everything you need to know to have April be a $10,000 to $20,000 cash month. And then the second half of the masterclass, the 4 days, is everything you need to know to create $30,000 to $50,000 cash month in April. I'm so excited. I have never done a masterclass in Telegram before, but it is going to be so phenomenal. And I'm so excited for you guys. And it costs five figures to multiple five figures to work with me normally in Iconic Coach or as a private client. I am offering this to you guys for low three figures. So I have made this so accessible for anyone who wants to join, no matter how much money you've made or haven't made in your business. Maybe you're just starting off, and it is going to be a treasure trove of information that you can listen to on your own time. You don't have to come log in on Zoom. You can listen to it at your convenience. And it's not like one big long masterclass. It's going to be a series of voice messages, like shorter, think 5 to 10 minutes on each topic. And you can speed it up if you are like me and you like to listen to things at 2x. So it's going to be really convenient for you to consume and to listen to, but really applicable. So you can listen to a message, turn around, pick up your phone, apply it in your business, and see immediate results. So do not walk. Run to sign up for this offer after you listen to this podcast. It's called the Elevate Your Biz Sprint, and there are two different levels to join: the $10,000 to $20,000 cash months or the $30,000 to $50,000 cash months. You guys, it's going to blow your ever-loving minds. What I want to talk to you about today is when I sat down and looked over the post that I made, I was thinking about what the overlap is between making $10,000 to $20,000 cash months, $30,000 to $50,000 cash months, or $100,000 cash months. Some things are different, right? There are some things that you have to do at each level that are different than what got you to where you currently are. But there's a lot of overlap. And I want to talk to you about the number one thing that is consistent, that you can consistently do, and that is so easy. And let me preface this by saying it's easy. As soon as I tell you what I'm going to tell you, you're going to want to like roll your eyes and be like, Sarah, no, it can't be that easy. I want like the secret. Listen, our brains want to make making money and running our coaching businesses so much more complicated than they are. And the mind drama is very good at doing that, right? Like the mind drama is real, my friends, but that's the hard part. Doing what you've got to do, the actions that you have to take, the things that you have to get good at to make money, even insane amounts of money as a life coach, are not hard. They are not rocket science. So as I looked over the list of that I made in my post, the number one thing that just stood out to me is this. Whether you want to make $10,000 to $20,000 cash months, $30,000 to $50,000 cash months, or $100,000 cash and beyond, you've got to tell people who you are and what you do with shout it from the rooftops energy. Like it's the best thing since sliced bread. No matter where you are in your business, you have to tell people who you are. So you have to meet new people. You have to tell them who you are, what you do, and share all of this information with Shout It From The Rooftops energy. Like, it is the best thing since sliced bread. Like, you are the best thing since sliced bread. Like, your offer is the best thing since sliced bread. And like, you and the person you're talking to together, the combination, like you guys working together, will be the best thing since sliced bread. I tell my clients all the time who have like amazing offers and they are such talented coaches that they still need to do this, because I tell them it's like having a storefront. Like, imagine that you have a physical location and your inventory inside the store is really good and people want to buy it, but nobody knows what is for sale because you've got the lights off. Maybe the door is unlocked. You're like, people could come in and buy at any time, but the lights are off. It's kind of dark. There's no ambiance inside. You don't have a sign out front, right? I live in Philadelphia, and when I walk up and down Walnut Street, which is where a lot of the shops are in my neighborhood, they're like every store, even like the big kind of chain stores, they have signs out front and they have cool drawings or funny sayings. They're like letting you know, hey, we are open for business. They're trying to catch your attention and get you inside. So I want you to honestly evaluate yourself and your business wherever you are, however much money you've made, however long you've been doing this. This is not just for new coaches. Are you doing this? If your business was a storefront, do you have the lights on? Is the door unlocked? Is there sexy, vibey music playing? Is there ambiance inside this door? Are you standing near the front door, smiling, welcoming people in, greeting people, letting them know what's going on today, what you have for sale, maybe what the specials are? Do you have a sign out front? For so many of you, the answer will be no, or it won't be like a full embodied hell yes. Like, yeah, I have nailed that. Like this, I have this open for business. Come shop here. Come have a phenomenal experience vibe. Now, those of you who have already made multiple six figures, I want you to listen up here, because I have been good at this from the beginning. I made a point of showing up in this way, like we're open for business vibes from the beginning of my business, partially because I have a background in hospitality. I have dreamed since I was a little girl of being famous. So I seek out attention, right? So that made sense for me to get myself, I love an audience. I like to get myself in front of as many eyeballs as possible. And it just made sense. Like, people can't hire me if they don't know who I am. So I did show up with this energy from the beginning. Plus, it was easy for me to shout it from the rooftops because I was applying the tools to my own life and my transformation was so profound to me. Like, all of this just clicked. But what I will tell you is, after I made my first six figures, I kind of took my foot off the gas because I assumed that I didn't have to do that anymore. I assumed that people would just come to me, they would just hire me. Like, I really, what I thought was that I didn't have to sell and market anymore. Like, I could just sit back and the people and the clients and the money would just flow to me. And that is not true. So watch where, if you've already made multiple six figures, you are feeling entitled, like you don't have to sell and market anymore. But the thing is, no matter how successful you get, you still have to go into the proverbial shop every day and turn the lights on and turn the music on and open the door and put your sign outside. Like, you have to do that for the rest of your business. Every single day for the rest of your business, that is your job. And if there's anything that comes up for you, any kind of resistance, it's worth looking into. Why? What are you making it mean about yourself that you think you shouldn't have to do that anymore? And I had to really like uncover what was holding me back from continuing to show up in that way. So I worked through all of that. Sometimes it's a sense of entitlement. Sometimes it's maybe you're burned out because you tried certain things and they worked and you got yourself to a successful place in your business, but those things no longer feel in alignment and you're not giving yourself permission to change. So you're just doing what's worked for so long, but because it's out of alignment, it doesn't feel good. And you feel burned out and you feel resentful and you feel tired. All kinds of reasons that you might be not selling anymore. So start to uncover that, that's definitely something to become aware of and to start shifting. Because if you don't, you will keep your, you'll either see your income start to drop, or you'll maintain your current income, but you won't grow to the next level. And we're not here to play, my friends. We are here to create extraordinary wealth. We know that we are meant to be wealthy. Maybe you don't dream of fame like I do, but, and maybe you're introverted and you're like, that part doesn't resonate with me so much, Sarah. That's fine. Whatever your big dream is, though, it doesn't have to look exactly like mine. You know you're meant for it. You've known your whole life you were meant for it. And let me tell you, that little child version of you who had that dream, who had that knowing, whatever it was, they were right about you. They were right about you, and what you want wants you back. And it's your job now to not let fear or heartbreak or other people's opinions stop you from doing what you know you're meant to do, from creating what you know you're meant to create. And I have seen this time and time again in my own life. I have experienced this where I'll get to a level and I'll be like, maybe I was wrong about myself. Maybe this obstacle is actually too hard this time. And that has never been true. The only thing that has slowed me down ever from reaching every single goal I've wanted to achieve in my life and my business is myself, is my own fear, is my dropping out of embodiment, or me dropping out of my personal power and wallowing in victim mentality, right? Feeling like I don't have the power to change my results. You always have the power to change your results, and what you want wants you back. So no matter how much money you have or have not made yet, the people need to know that you exist, and they want to know you exist with shout it from the rooftops, best thing since sliced bread energy. Another reason this is coming up for me right now and so important for me to talk to you about this is because of this trip to Miami. Now, I am going, there are lots of reasons that I'm going. I'm going because I have a really good friend that lives in Miami that I'm so excited to see. I'm going because I love to go to in-person events with the Life Coach School. I'm going to fill my cup to experience magic that I don't even know what's going to happen, but I know it's going to be magical. I'm there because I'm ready for a transition from quarter one to quarter two. I'm ready to say goodbye to this winter, which was really heavy and dark and cold. And this just feels like a beautiful ritual to like welcome in the next quarter and the next season. So there's a lot of reasons I'm going. But just as important as all of those other reasons is I'm going to meet my future clients. I am going to meet my future clients. That room is full of my ideal client. They are all coaches who want to grow their business. Well, maybe not all of them, but a lot of coaches will be there, right? This event is free to alumni of the school. So there are a lot of coaches who are going to be there. And that's my niche. That's who I work with. So I am going so that I can get myself in front of all of these coaches. And I have talked about this before in the past about how I will show up to certain events, certain calls, certain rooms I'll put myself in because I know my future clients are there. Another way of saying this is to get clients. And it has been so offensive to people. I remember reading some trolling comments about myself on the internet last year. And someone said, I thought she was really cool and inspirational. And I followed her. And one of the very first things I heard her talk about on a live was how she went on this call to get clients or to meet future clients. And I immediately unfollowed her. Like, people get really offended about this, which is all the more reason for me to talk to you about it today, because I want to dispel any shame that you have about putting yourself in situations where you know you will get exposure, where you know your business will get exposure. This is a good thing, my friends. People cannot hire you if they do not know that you exist. So you should be constantly looking for ways, no matter how much money you have made, looking for ways to get yourself in front of new eyes. And sometimes that means putting yourself in other people's rooms. Now, what I'm not talking about is going and selling in a way that feels pushy or against the rules or out of integrity. That's not what we're doing. That's not what I'm recommending. But here's what this looks like. This looks like going into these spaces, whether they're virtual, whether they are in person, whether they're the grocery store, it doesn't matter where, and just bringing your amazing self, bringing your amazing energy, and keeping your heart and your eyes and your ears open for opportunity. I have no idea what conversations are going to come up when I put myself out there. Again, whether it's the grocery store or the event next week, I have no idea who I'm going to meet or what conversations are going to come up organically. But what I do know is that when I see an opportunity to tell someone that I can help them and extend them an invitation, I'm always going to take that opportunity. I personally am very forward and blunt with that. I have no, like, I could be in a big room of people and having this conversation. I say, hey, I could help you with that. Let's book a consult. Here's my information. Follow me on Instagram. I love that, right? Because that's my job. My job is to put out invitations. What the people do with my invitation is none of my business. And that's why I feel so in integrity. I'm not going to push people. I'm not going to expect them to book a call. I'm not going to expect them to love me and immediately like, yes, you're my coach. Sometimes that happens. That absolutely happens sometimes. And sometimes the opposite happens. Sometimes I will make an invitation and someone will be like, whoa, like, I don't like that vibe, or now like they just won't like it. It'll turn them off. That's okay too. However they respond to me is okay. And it's also none of my business. It's not my job to manipulate how the world responds to me. It's my job to show up, to say, hey, I'm here. Here's what I do. Here's the value that I offer to the world, and let people decide if they want to opt in or not. That's my job. And when they don't, I love them and release them and I move on. And when they do, I welcome them in and I give them an amazing experience. This is your job. Take this seriously and do it without shame. Go out into the world with the intention of getting yourself in front of people so that you can tell them who you are. You can tell them what you do. You can tell them how they can work with you, how you can help them. And do this without shame. Do it with excitement. Do it with all of the reasons why you started this business in the first place, compelling you forward. Do it because you know you couldn't possibly be doing anything else. Do it because you know that this is what you're meant to be doing, and you know that you have a gift, and you know that you have tools that can help people feel better, that can help them change their lives. Go out and do it, and do not worry about what the people around you think. Listen, I have spent most of my life trying to control the reaction of people around me in my business and outside of my business. This is, I'm like queen bee of people pleasers. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And I have shown up in my business with so much goodwill and earnestness and a really pure and deep desire to help people. Of course, I also want to make money. Of course, I also want to do it because it's fun, like all the reasons. But I know my heart, and this is how I've shown up. And listen, I've had my heart broken in this business more than once. I've had my heart broken. I have been misunderstood by people. So this is going to happen, right? Where you show up your best, with you show up with your best intentions, you show up with so much love in your heart, and people are still not going to like it. They're not going to get it. They're not going to understand. They're going to misinterpret, misunderstand. And all of that is okay. You are safe to experience all of that. You are safe to let your heart be broken and to keep coming back and to keep showing up and putting yourself out there for the people who really want you, for your fuck yes fans, for your people who get so much value, for your people whose lives are going to change because you chose to keep showing up, no matter what other people thought about you. Okay. So I'm going to do that this week. I'm putting myself out there in a big way. And I am so excited to meet people who will become future clients. And I want you to do the same. I want you to put yourself out there, whether we're talking about online or in person. I want you to get yourself in front of people, in front of eyeballs. I want you to tell them who you are. I want you to tell them what you do. I want you to tell them how you can help them and let them react however they want to. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if how you show up repels them further away from you or it magnetizes them closer to you, because you're going to get both. Not your job to worry about that. Your job is to keep showing up. All right? Go get clients. Let's reclaim that phrase. Go get clients, because when you get clients, you win and they win. You change your clients' lives for the better. So go out this week and get clients. I'll see you over on Instagram, my friends. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast and you're ready to apply what you've learned to create mind-blowing results in your life and business, it's time to apply for private mentorship. You can do this in one of two ways. Come see me on Instagram at Sarah Plowman Coaching, or go to my website, www.sarahplowmancoaching.com, and apply for private coaching with me. I will see you there.